say, first thing I'll ask you, tell me a little bit about the promotion. Was that a surprise for you?
A little bit. The selection was kind of a surprise. It took almost a year. The whole procedure took a year. You have to put in for a board, your information, your sort of curriculum vitae and information about yourself goes to a board back in the U.S., and the selection then comes, I guess, about 6 weeks later. And so getting selected was a little bit of a surprise. Then I had to wait for the promotion schedule to catch up to me, which it finally did on the 2nd of December.
All right, and then so what does the rank of staff sergeant mean to you?
It within the Marine Corps and to me, it means a lot. For me personally, it guarantees that I can get to 20 years in retirement. So there's that. To the Marine Corps, the sense of responsibility that a staff sergeant and staff NCO has for a particular unit, whether it be a section, whether it be a platoon, a company, a battalion, you name it, the level of responsibility goes up considerably. Yeah.
All right. And now, you've been with the Marines for 11, 12 years?
11 years, yeah.
Did you think you'd be in that long?
I did, actually. I wanted to be in the Marine Corps for quite some time. You know, 20 years and retirement was something that I had in mind. I was even thinking a little bit more than that. Right now, I'm kind of projecting ahead to about the 20-year mark, though. But, yeah, this is something that I wanted to do for a career, and I think having worked in the civilian sector for a long time before actually joining the Marine Corps, I kind of have a different appreciation for what the Marine Corps has to offer as a career.
Interesting. So, yeah, now take me back to your enlistment, because also you followed sort of an atypical path.
Very atypical, yes.
So describe what kind of led to that change.
I actually talked to a Marine recruiter in high school. I graduated in 1987. I almost joined then, but I had some other plans. I ended up going to college right after high school and then did some other things. And so I moved out to California for a few years and worked out there, and then just kept reading and learning some about history and decided the time was right to join the Marine Corps and make a career in that field, in the military.
All right, and correct me if I'm wrong, your family has a military background, yes?
Yes, I have an uncle on my mother's side who was a pilot during Vietnam. His sister was a nurse during Korea, and their father was an infantryman in the First World War.
Okay, and were they part of the inspiration for why you wanted to sign up?
They were. And also learning a lot about history just in general. I grew up reading a lot about particularly the Second World War, but history and military history in particular. And so that was a major inspiration for me to join, a major incentive and influence for me to join. And I think one of the things that kind of skewed my idea of history is reading about some of those key principles of World War II. So people like General MacArthur and Admiral Nimitz and Admiral Yamamoto and De Gaulle and those sort of big hats, if you will, as we call them, gave me a weird sense of, like, when you can join, quite honestly. So I sort of got the impression that you could probably join at about 30 and have a long, lengthy, happy career in the military. And you know, at some point you're like a field marshal or Minister of Defense or Secretary of Defense or something like that. It doesn't quite work that way. Different path, I guess.
All right, and then describe a little bit how...
I'm sorry, can you hold one? Wait one?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, we're having another adjustment or making another adjustment on the camera.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. I Okay, I think we're good again.
Okay, good. Tell me a little bit how having that time in the civilian world kind of it changes your approach as a Marine, changes your the way you see the job, changes how you can do the job.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question, please?
You talked a little bit about how having that time in the civilian world kind of gives you a different perspective or a different ability to do your job.
Yes.
See, kind of describe that a little bit for me.
Going to college was a big thing, and going to college and sort of learning how to learn was a major influence as that goes. Working, but also working with the idea that your work is meaningful and purposeful, and that I never really had that in the civilian sector, and in the military, I do, and that is driven home to me on a daily basis. But there are those moments that it's really driven home when you see somebody get hurt, or when you hear about somebody who gets hurt. You want to prevent those things. You want to work so that that doesn't happen again. You want to work for mission success. And you get to see that idea of success, that concept of success at your level, whatever you're doing, whether you're a PFC, whether you're a lieutenant or a staff sergeant, as I am today, or a higher-level officer, you see that. You see your work is manifested into something that is quite meaningful. And I never really had that feeling. I never had that sense of mission meaning anything in the civilian sector.
But then I bet as you were going through training that maybe you'd wish you were 21 again.
You know, I don't know that it made that much difference. When I was 33 going through boot camp, all the kids were just as homesick, just as beat up, just as fatigued, just as tired as I was. So I didn't feel that much different than somebody who was 14 years my junior.
All right.
I know that sounds weird. And I do wish I was younger. I think the youth issue and the difference today would be tenure. So if I joined at 25, I'd be close to 20 years right now, and the tenure issue is meaningful. That would make a difference. But I just ran one of our fitness tests, and I felt great, and I did it, and I was quite successful at it today. And I ran another physical fitness test that we run annually. We run every year. And I ran 3 miles in 22 minutes and 40 seconds. So that's, it's basically running a test like that and scoring about in the way that somebody half my age would do it.
Sorry, yeah, well, he's going on third round. Thank you.
What's that? Yeah.
And at the time you enlisted, you were married, right?
No, I got married actually a few years into my enlistment. I enlisted in 2002. My wife and I got married in 2007. We were together at that point, but we weren't married.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. And what did she think of your decision?
I think it was a little bit of a surprise for her at the time. I think she has been happy with it and content with it since then. It's given us a lot of security and a lot of sort of a path of progress that I certainly didn't have before I joined the Marine Corps.
All right, and say now with the holidays are coming up, so it's probably a lot. And I imagine it's a lot different for you now that you're, a full-time resident over there, as opposed to some of the folks who have their families back here and would be especially homesick this time of year.
Personally, my family's not that big, so I don't feel completely detached. Yes and no. So my wife is out here, but so we're not too terribly cut off. It'd be nice to be with family, but. We've got Skype, so that helps.
Yeah. The other was, what are the holidays like over there on the base?
Between the base and between life out in town, I do live on base. Some people don't, but we have family housing here. I live on it, and it's very nice here. It's very nice. And Germany and Central Europe are just really fascinating, quite honestly, for Christmas and the holidays. Just amazing things that they do here. Growing up in Louisiana, I never had a white Christmas. I've had a white Christmas. We have the Weihnachtsmarkt, as they say in Germany, which are the Christmas markets, which are really special. They have those in France. They have those in Switzerland and Austria as well. But it's a really amazing time out here.
Interesting. And say, have you always been stationed in Germany, or where else have you worked?
I've been in Germany since March of 2009. I previously deployed to Iraq in 2008, and I was with a training unit in 29 Palms, California. We're having more camera issues over here. Oh, if you don't mind me pausing for a moment.
No, take your time.
Okay. Sorry for some of my wordy and verbose answers.
No, don't be.
You can always edit. I understand there's going to be a lag time, I guess.
It'll still give me 2 minutes.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
And the more time that I talk to you, then the less time that I have to listen to Bobby Jindal talk about Phil Robertson and Duck Dynasty.
That's awesome. Yeah, I grew up with Edwin Edwards, and that was heady days. Those were heady days, I should say. That's my LSU education kicking in.
Well, I just couldn't believe I woke up this morning, checked my email. The first thing I see, Governor Jindal releases a statement on Duck Dynasty star.
Oh, my. Of all things to drag into politics.
Yeah, really? You have nothing better to do?
Okay, we're good. We're good again. So do you need me to start from the top on that other question?
Wherever you want to pick up.
Okay. Actually, I sort of forgot. I'm sorry.
Let's see. You were talking about you had served in Iraq for a little bit, and as well as at 29 Palms.
Yeah. So I've been here since 2009, March of 2009. 2008, I served in Iraq out in Anbar province. 2007, I was at a training command at 29 Palms, California for about a year and a half. And then I was a drilling reservist in Northern California before that. And I've been on, tried to stay on active duty orders pretty much since 2006. For a lot of us who've been mobilized for lengthy periods of time, those fun days are kind of coming to a close. But, you know, it's been a good run.
And how do you think your job will change once the troop levels over there are scaled back?
Ooh, well, yeah, I think that's one of the things is the budgets and a lot of that is going to change. I mean, I can't quite go into those details, partly because I don't really know all the details, and partly because of other issues involving manpower and stuff. But I know that I'm going to stay in the Marine Corps, but it'll probably be in a reserve role rather than an active duty role.
Okay. So if you're in a reserve role, have you thought about kind of what it'll be like to come back to civilian life after these many years?
I have. I think it's going to be different. I think it's going to be a little bit more different, or a little, yeah, it'll just be different now. A little bit more on the resume that I can work with.
And I imagine that your attitude, the way you view, you know, whatever job you end up doing, would be different now having these experiences than it was back in 2000.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. A little bit more focused on where to go and who to talk with and how to go about those sorts of things.
All right. I think those are the questions I wanted to ask you. Anything you would want to say to all the folks back here around Baton Rouge?
Yeah, actually, let me think about that. I was kind of thinking, what do I say? Oh, yeah, sorry. Good grief. I'm coming up kind of blank. It's going to run after Christmas and New Year's, correct?
No, tonight.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. So, Merry Christmas from Germany and Happy New Year and Happy 12th Night to everybody there in Louisiana.
All right, awesome. Thank you both for taking the time and doing this with me. I really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
I